This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted 240 to 187 to approve a resolution condemning as racist remarks made by President Donald Trump about minority Democratic Congresswomen. Congresswoman Diana DeGette announced the vote results.
The yeas are 240, the nays are 187. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
All the Democrats in the House, plus four Republicans, voted to approve the measure, which, in its words, strongly condemns racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. Trump tweeted on Sunday that the four Democratic lawmakers should go back to their countries and fix their homelands before they attack him and the United States. All four of the targeted congresswomen are U.S. citizens. Three of the four were born in the United States. Two of the four, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, have since called for Trump's impeachment. President Trump says Iran cannot test ballistic missiles that the United States sees as vehicles to carry nuclear bombs. Trump made the comment while speaking with reporters Tuesday at the White House. He said he believes Iran must not develop a nuclear weapon or test ballistic missiles. A U.N. Security Council resolution that endorsed Iran's 2015 deal with world powers called upon, rather than obligated, Iran to refrain from testing missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Tehran has long said its nuclear ambitions are peaceful and its missiles defensive in nature. Pirates have attacked a ship off the coast of Nigeria and abducted 10 sailors from a Turkish cargo vessel. Another 8 sailors remain on board the ship, which is now in a harbor in Ghana. The Turkish shipping company said its vessel was sailing without any freight from Cameroon to the Ivory Coast when it was attacked. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says it is deeply concerned about new U.S. restrictions on asylum, saying it will put vulnerable families at risk. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
UNHCR says the rule, expected to become effective immediately, would end all asylum protections for most migrants who arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border and threatens the right of refugees not to be sent back to countries where they could face persecution. The refugee group says too, many refugees fleeing violence and poverty in Central America would be affected. Experts think the new rule is certain to face legal challenges. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting the drills could negatively impact upcoming working-level nuclear talks with Washington. In a statement from the state-run Korean Central News Agency, North Korea's foreign ministry on Tuesday said the exercise violates an agreement reached last year by Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The U.S. and North Korea agreed to hold working-level talks following a hastily arranged meeting last month between Trump and Kim at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. A statement earlier in the day from the North's foreign ministry suggested that if the United States goes ahead with the exercises, Pyongyang could resume intercontinental ballistic missile and nuclear tests. NASA marked the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing today. Two of the three astronauts on that mission, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins, were at the Kennedy Space Center to mark the anniversary. In an interview for NASA TV, Apollo 11's Collins says that as an experienced test pilot, he was happy to orbit the moon while the landing unfolded below.
I was always asked, wasn't I the loneliest person in the whole lonely history of the whole lonely solar system when I was by myself in that lonely orbit? And the answer was no, I felt fine.
Neil Armstrong, the astronaut who took the first steps on the moon, died in 2012. NASA plans 8 days of celebration for the moon landing's golden anniversary. And President Trump's nominee to be the next Secretary of Defense has slammed Turkey's acceptance of the Russian-made S-400 missile defense system. Secretary of the Army Mark Esper told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee during a hearing on Tuesday that Turkey's decision on the defense system is wrong and disappointing. Parts of the system were delivered to Turkey last week. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.